All right, that was great. Thank you for being here and being in my place. Does this sound okay? It doesn't sound good to me, so maybe I need some monitors or something of that nature. We are back in Proverbs. Thank you. We have a good group here tonight. We have a lot of people out of town with the tournament, all of our different teams and all the parents, and we have all the children out at Patch, but thank you for being in your place on a Thursday night. We're back in the book of Proverbs, and we're looking at what Proverbs says about avoidance. Last time we started number 10, it's a little tin candy sounding, I think. We're number 10, we're talking about stumbling principles. It's getting better. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 27 is the key verse for this section. Cease, my son, to hear the words, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. What it's saying is we should not listen to anything that's teaching something that would cause us to get away from the truth. Okay? Well, where's the truth? The truth is in the Bible. That's exactly where it is. So we started that last time, and really, we looked at last time bad influence in many forms. It comes in bad examples. We saw that. And unspiritual lifestyles. I mentioned that it's really worse for you to hang around a backslidden Christian than it is an unsaved person. Not that you should be spending a lot of time with an unsaved person. It's easier for us when we're around a person who claims to be a Christian to justify what we're doing based on what they're doing because they do it and they say they're a Christian. And so that's very dangerous. Peer pressure. Now, we mentioned that the fact is the greatest damage is done by those who influence us. It is done by their words, right? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What we say is immensely powerful, and it can be incredibly hurtful. And so we have to be careful about that. Proverbs has the answer as we look. Cease, my son. That means stop. Stop, cease my son to hear. We looked at that word in Proverbs. It means to listen with the idea of listening so that I can do what I'm hearing. Okay? We don't want to hear things like that. Cease my son to hear the instruction that would cause you to err. Words that would deceive you or cause you to go astray. They err from the words of knowledge, discernment, and wisdom. And so Proverbs tells us, don't listen to that nonsense. Filter that noise out. Get rid of it. It's bad for you. Now, as we look at that, where are some areas where we can get this kind of words, this kind of teaching that would cause us to err from God's words of knowledge? Let me give you some areas. This is what I want us to look at tonight. The first thing is in education. In education. Okay? Education is really anybody you're allowing a teaching position in your life. Education. Proverbs 1:1 says it. We've looked at this verse extensively over the years. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Counsel, teaching you how to live life. Nor standeth in the way of sinners or sitteth in the seat of the scornful. They're to be avoided at all cost. Because what they're telling you, what they're teaching you in words and action are going to cause you to live a life that will err away from the truth of God's knowledge. Very important. Understand this about education. It is only good as what is being taught. Education is a god in our society. And let me preface that by saying I am not for ignorance. But we think if someone goes and gets educated, everything's going to be okay. No, it isn't. It depends on what you're being educated in and what you're being educated by. I have a book here. This is a book in one of our public schools. You ready? You say, Pastor, I think you just make this stuff up. By the way, years ago, somebody worked in one of the public school system, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, gave me a little paper they were passing out. I think it was the gender unicorn. This is 7 or 8 years ago, telling a boy, hey, maybe you like this or that. You might be a girl. They're going after, they're indoctrinating. They're trying to make them become something they're not. No 5-year-old comes home and says, "Dad, I think I'm a boy," if they're a girl. Where'd they hear that? They heard it right here. When Aiden became a brother, this is in our public schools. Someone gave this to me. By the way, I have a relative that's a librarian for the school. And when I was visiting them, she wasn't there, but her dad told me, like, she's nauseated the books she's seeing in the libraries for little children. Books like this. By the way, I've seen some of them, and you have to, with blurred pictures, by the way. And this one's tame compared to the others. When Aiden became a boy, shall we read it? Oh, we should know this right now. It was written by a transgender and illustrated by, she looks like a transgender. I'm pretty sure she is too. I'm not saying that to be mean. A guy cannot pull off looking like a girl very well. That's not mean-spirited, okay? Although, I don't know. I can't pull it off because I could never have the hair. Okay, very first sentence, right? When Aiden was born, everyone thought he was a girl. It's not that hard. It's pretty simple. I was there for all 7 of our kids' births, and I'm never like, "Hun, you have an I don't know what it is." We don't have to flip a coin. It's not the gender assigned to them at birth. That's the phrase. It's like a baby's born. You know, I guess maybe my wife wasn't sure about Vinny and Jasmine's baby, but it's not. You don't like flip a coin. It's a boy. Assigned at birth. That's like a social security number. You're assigned a social security number. It's arbitrary. It's not a social construct. Where these stupid words, a bunch of ignorant college kids that think they know more because they got some teacher who doesn't have an IQ of above a plant. You say, that's mean-spirited, they're intelligent. If a person gets up and says a gender is a social construct, they are a fool. That's the nicest thing I can say. Everyone thought he was a girl. His parents gave him a pretty name. His room looked like a girl's room. It does. It was kind of cute. He wore clothes that looked like other girls' clothing. And then the next page, he hates it, so he's playing in the mud. Her, I'm sorry. Everybody thought he was a different kind of girl. But he didn't feel like any kind of girl. It's hard to tell his parents what he knew about himself. Everybody would have to adjust. Just not, and the parents are on board with this. Oh, the whole story is, mommy's going to have a baby. But let's be careful, because we don't want to help the baby to be wrong about what they are. This isn't our public schools. They have books like this that, it's pornography, and it's for grade schoolers. Teaching them how it works. Between gay people. What's going on here? Can't have our kids in public school. It's horrible. It's beyond horrible. By the way, I'm going to say they're going to stand before God for that. They are targeting children. And the medical profession now will rip their body parts off because a 10-year-old or 11-year-old thinks that they're another gender. That is evil, pure, unadulterated evil. And we ought to be thankful that a president was not elected who believes that nonsense. Pastor, you're getting political again. No, I'm getting moral. That's evil. That is beyond evil. We had a health secretary that was not just didn't think she's a, he thinks she's a girl. How can you help people in this country be healthy if you don't even know what gender you are? There are certain cancers guys can't get. There are certain cancers girls can't get. Guys can't get pregnant. But they're our health secretary. You know, the world laughs at us. And I don't even know who the dude in the dress with the bald head was. I don't know what he did in the government. You know, well, my pronouns, I don't want pronouns. I want adjectives. Awesome, handsome. It's my adjectives. You laugh at that, but our college campuses are inundated with people that think that's normal. We have a Supreme Court justice that can't define a woman. But yet, here's a guy that says, I identify as a woman. And you ask them what a woman is, and they're like, I don't know. I identify as a stop sign. Well, what is that? It's a sign that tells you to stop. And they think that is so wise and so compassionate to foster a child's delusion that they think they're a different gender. I mean, I've jokingly told you, the kids in our school, the little ones, they've been dump trucks and monster trucks. And they want to be a fire truck. We should take them to the fire station. No, we laugh at that, but if they say they're a boy when they're a girl, we want to foster that. We want to affirm that. Why would we want to affirm something that's wrong? And not just that, it's hurtful. It's very hurtful. But anyhow, those people are in millstone ground with God. But the problem is this. Now I feel better. Not really, because it's they're tearing children apart. And those poor children are going to grow up, and some of them get changes, and they turn 18, 19, and 20, and they regret it. I'll never have a child. Or if some of them have children, because they didn't get all the surgery, it's like, I wouldn't be able to breastfeed my child. It's evil. It's just straight out evil. It's this whole thing. First it started with a gay marriage, then it started with transgenderism, and then now it's getting down to MAPS, minor attracted persons. No, we call those, I was going to say perverts, but pedophile. But you see, here's what they're doing. And by the way, you say, why are you harping on all this? Because it starts in our school system. But here's what they're saying. It's okay to be a minor attracted person as long as you don't act upon it. And then once we accept that, then it's going to be, let's start acting upon it. And the age of consent goes down. I don't know what the age of consent is in America. I think it's by state. Some states it's 18, some states it's 16. I think the age of consent should be equal with the day you get married. Okay? I think in Canada it's already down to 14. That last one didn't go over very well, thank you. But 14. There's an agenda, people. Our world is heading downhill fast into the end times, and as someone, you know, that's heard it for years, Jesus has come in and the world's getting worse. We never thought it would be attached to this, but it's attached to that. It's beyond evil. But it's in our school system, that's where it is. Bunch of college kids go to some class with some long-haired, hippie-looking teacher that still thinks Woodstock's happening and wants to be a radical and teach us something that's just ignorant. Too many Christians in this country allow their children to go to schools where everything that is being said, everything that's being taught, everything hanging on the walls, and most of the people doing the teaching and most of those they'll be hanging out with believe and live the godless philosophies of this world. Is what we're doing. That's the problem. And we think our children can get, look, that no amount of church can undo a 5 days a week of government school training or college. There's a reason if you go to a public college, they'll make you take classes that have nothing to do with your major. They just want to throw that in because while you're there, they want to corrupt your mind. Like, look, you want to be an engineer? Teach me about engineering. That should be pretty simple, right? I don't care about your transgender social inequality studies. That's just nonsense. If we taught, I guarantee you, and you guys are the core, so this probably isn't a problem here. I guarantee if we taught this in Sunday school next Sunday, Or worse yet, brought some of the other books. I guarantee you there'd be a mass exodus of children from our Sunday school. And those same people, half of them will take their kids and drop them off into public school where they're teaching the same thing on steroids. Okay? And so it's important. That is why a child can go to church, but as they get older, they drift away from their father and mother and farther away from Christianity, because everything they're hearing in that classroom is diametrically and 100% opposed to the truth of God's word. And they have them longer than we do. And so we have to be very careful. That is why over 90% of the teens leave the church when they become adults and go into the world. Because a lot of them were educated in the world, and the fact of the matter is, if you're educated in the world, that's where you feel more comfortable. That's just how it works. But when we willingly, I think this is in your notes, allow ourselves or our children to be placed under the influence of a godless education system, we are violating Scripture. Look at it. The last part of Romans 16. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. Okay? When I was in grade school, and it's mild compared to what they're doing today. I think I was in fifth grade. They made us take a sex ed class. By the way, the parents had to sign off on it. Yeah. My mom signed off. And they showed it to us. They showed us the pictures. They gave us the terminology. And then our teacher got mad at us when we went around calling each other the things that we learned. And she's getting on us like, where would you get all that idea? Why would you? And I'm like, you taught it to us. What did you expect? Now they do that. They're starting in kindergarten. You say, Pastor, I don't believe it. You ought to do some research. You'd be shocked. If you haven't done it, you would be shocked. I've seen videos of people that have went to school board meetings, and read books like this, but this is mild. This is just grooming a child to say, hey, you might be a girl, you might be a boy, and they made a mistake when you were born. That's what this is. Books that are worse than this. And they got up and they started saying, I oppose this book, and they start reading the book, and they stop them and say, you cannot say those kind of things in this meeting. It's inappropriate. And they're like, but you're giving it to my first grader. But they shut them up because it's inappropriate for adults to hear in a city council meeting, but it's okay for a first grader to read in a class book. What's wrong with us? All right, I'm going to get off of this. I think it was Vodi Bachman that said this. We place our children in Caesar's schools and wonder why they act like Romans. No amount of Bible is going to, I'm just telling you right now, no amount of Bible is going to overcome that. I'm not trying to be negative here. Especially, let me stipulate that. Maybe 1 out of 1,000, 1 out of 100. Especially when it's a choice to put them there when they don't have to.
Come on, amen.
There may be some kids that grow up in our bus routes and their parents will never let them come to our school. And because of that, and if they stick close to Jesus and the grace of God, they may make it through. It'll be hard. Hard to unsee some things, right? But if we willingly place ourselves there, we're in trouble. We're hearing things. Well, I'll just shut it out. You can't shut that stuff out. You just can't. And this isn't school bashing. There are some good, I'm not saying teachers are evil. I'm not. I think some of them are. Very few. But there's evil people in every sector of society, right? But there are some, but their hands are tied. They don't pick the curriculum. They don't decide. Well, I remember I was in sixth grade, Mrs. Rogers. I remember her. She used to always get on me because I had long hair when I was in sixth grade. Just like, I'm just glad if I had any hair. And she called me a hippie, lovingly. Like, you need to cut your hair, hippie. And if she wasn't being offensive. And she tried to push me in the right direction. And she was reading, you know, one of these, you know, Save the Earth papers. And they're like, okay, you know, we're going to read this in class today. And it's like, we need to save the earth. And you could tell she wasn't really behind it. Like, oh, you know, to save water, we should only take a shower 3 times a week. And she goes, oh, no, No, you shower every day, okay? So she had a brain. But we have to be very careful. Let's choose to put our kids in a better place. Now, there's some other things. I spent a lot of time on that. That's the major point. But let me run through a couple more. How about reading? Right? There's a quote. I don't know who it is. In 5 years, you will be the same person you are today, except for the people you hang around with and the books that you read. By the way, be very careful what your young people read. They have these idiotic love novels. And our kids read that nonsense. That's not love, that's lust. Yeah, right. By the way, some of you read those things too. Not some of you, but some ladies read those kind of things. Like, what do you, you know, how come my husband doesn't, you know, look like Prince Charming and ride a horse? Because he just got back from work and he drives a Mustang. Okay? It's like, that's not real world. You know, those books glorify these feminine guys that are in touch with their feelings. I don't want to go anywhere near my feelings. Okay, I want to be a guy. All right? I mean, I got to be nice. Okay, I know. But it's like, that's just delusional. When we first came here, they'd have those Cambodian love movies. How many remember those? We started the church, and we'd go to these restaurants, and it was local movies. It wasn't even big. We'd go to a restaurant. I'd go to the restaurant with your dad. There's a guy over here. He's at 7th Street Park with the whole video. They'd make a movie, and his girlfriend, I just remember one, his girlfriend didn't love him or something. I didn't understand the translation. And he took a little piece of wood, and he hit himself really soft, and then they cut away, and he come back. He's got blood all over him. It's like, that's not how guys are. Okay, oh, my girlfriend doesn't love me. I'm going to hit myself over the head with a board. Like, grow up, man. She's probably doing you a favor. But be careful. You ought to read books that, you know, make you a better person, make you a better Christian, books that encourage you. But be careful. There's a lot of filth out there. News. What about news? You know, news used to inform people. That's how old I am. News used to be for the purpose of informing us, not indoctrinating us. I saw some of these clips of some of the news stations as, you know, Trump was winning the election and they did not want him to win and how they melted down. But they didn't even hide it. They're like, we can still win. It's like, wait, I thought you were a news station. Aren't you just supposed to report what's happening? I mean, that's how I used to see it, right? You know, back in the day, okay, this state goes for Reagan. This state goes for, well, actually, they all went for Reagan except for three. But, you know, it's just like they're just reporting the news. Now it's like they have an agenda. I don't need you to tell me what to think about the news. Tell me what happened. Or they put some spin on it, which is ridiculous. Call people names, you know. That's why I don't watch the news, to be honest with you. Very few places to get real news. By the way, some things they just don't talk about. You know? They talk about global warming. And then if we have a really horrible winter, it's like they don't talk about that. Yeah. I did see one of them talk about, said the bad winter is because of global warming. And I'm like, let me just bang my head on the wall. Boom, boom. It's like circular. So if it's hot, it's global warming. Or cow farts. And if it's cold, it's global warming. I guess it's supposed to be somewhere in the middle. Radio. I hope we're not getting our beliefs from a conservative talk show host. And there are some good guys out there. And by the way, they have values. And they'll talk about the Bible and Christianity. You do realize some of them aren't even Christians. Mormons and others, and they have values. They may not, but they might step over into this lane. I mean, that's not spiritually correct. And look, they're looking at the world through a certain lens. And again, politics, I think, is important for two reasons in our country, for us personally, not getting too wrapped up in it. But number one, because we have a country where we can vote. That's it. You know, a lot of countries, if they want to change things, they have to have a civil war. We get an opportunity every couple years to fix things. So we ought to know, hey, who's on the right moral side, who's the best candidate, and all that stuff. Okay? But let's not get, I didn't, and you can shoot me for this, and I didn't say it publicly, but you already know, I didn't want Kamala to win. I don't think her policies were biblical at all. I think they're anti-biblical. But guess what? Just because Trump comes doesn't mean a second coming's coming. It just means maybe there'll be a little common sense in government to leave us alone while we go win the world to Christ. And if we're not going to go win the world to Christ, she might as well has won. Jesus may come back sooner. Okay? But you understand what I'm saying? It's like, yes, let's know what's right and let's do the right thing, but that's not our life. Our life is serving God and winning people to Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's not get caught up in it. We get so caught up in it. And then you can't even I'll listen to, let's put the sports guy on. And they'll start saying something stupid, has nothing to do with sports, like off. I'm not going to listen to you. I want you to tell me why the Raiders are bad. I don't want you to tell me your take on life. You know, I just don't. Social media, that's the next one. By the way, truth doesn't always come in 140 characters or less. I think it's 280 now. You know. It's like, and that's okay. Social media in some places is the only place you can get correct news, but we get all these little people, we follow all these different peoples, sometimes people that are supposed to be Christian, and they're not. You know, it's very sad where Christianity is going. We follow these people, and you don't know what they're saying or what they're doing. Be very careful. And then look, just because we don't hang out with the wrong kind of people doesn't mean we should follow the wrong kind of people. Well, if I don't follow them, they're going to be mad at me. Well, are they posting nonsense? Then let them get mad. I'm not going to follow somebody. I have followed in the past. If you have Twitter, a guy like seemed like a good guy, pastor, and I'll follow him, and I want to hear good news. And all of a sudden, he starts saying crazy stuff. And I'm like, his doctrine is going wrong. And I'm like, that's his choice, not mine. But it's my choice not to listen to it. Yeah. Come on. I don't get on there and blast him. Like, bro, what happened? You go on a date with the Antichrist? No, that's not my, that doesn't help any. I just quit him. I just quit. Look, I don't want to hear it. If that's what he wants to say, that's between him and God. I don't want to hear it. I'm follow. I'm good. Okay? I'm saying I'm concerned with what Steve's learning. And I just want to be careful. If I'm going to follow people, I want people that are going to, they say it right and they're encouraging and they're helpful. And social media, if we're not careful, can become a cesspool. Oh, man. And, you know, it brings out the, people think because they're hiding behind a keyboard, you know, they say stuff to people behind a keyboard they would never say to their face. I'm like, I'm not there to fight. But I'm also there not to be influenced in the wrong media in the wrong way, okay? And let's just go a couple minutes here on this and we're done. I took too much on education. Entertainment. It's everywhere and you will be bombarded by it, okay? I remember when sports, they used to just, if you interviewed them, you wanted to know about how they're doing. How'd your game go? How'd this go? How's your training? Now it's like they ask them questions clickbait, right? What do you think about this? It's like, it has nothing to do with the game. It's like, now some of them want to throw that out there. You can't watch sports without promoting some type of anti-God or moral nonsense. You know, praising a guy who plays in girls' sports. That's ignorant. A guy who dresses up like a girl competing against girls. Yeah. Okay. By the way, they'll tell you that it doesn't make a difference. Then how come girls who are identifying with guys aren't playing in guy sports? Because they can't. And a guy dominates the girl sports. Okay. It's silly. And we're supposed to just believe the delusion, right? You hear about San Jose State, they have a guy volleyball player on their girls' team. Finally, five teams forfeited, said, we're not playing. If you have a guy on your team, we're not playing. I think they started a court case. But it's like they're trying to tell, they don't want to stand for our national anthem.
Yeah, come on.
Leave the country. Is America perfect? No. But it's the only country we got. Why are we going to spit on it? Well, I don't like the way it's running. Then be the kind of person that lives the kind of life that would make it better. It's amazing. Some idiot just got on there like, I'm really distraught about what's going on. I am letting you know I'm leaving America. I'm moving to Hawaii. It's like, someone want to tell him? It's like, okay. What's wrong with us? You know, these people, they've never lived in another country. By the way, those of us, well, all of us, our ancestors came from another country, right? But those of us that came over directly from another country, we know what it's like. We're thankful to be here. Yeah, it's not perfect, but you know what? It's our country. Let's work together. It doesn't do any good to disrespect it. Children's shows are now including the LBQT, and I'm not going through the whole alphabet. You say, Pastor, you're making that up. I've seen the clips. Cartoons, little boys kissing each other. Why do they put that in there? It doesn't make sense to me. It has nothing to do with it. By the way, let's just get away from that stuff. The immorality they throw in there doesn't do anything for the story. Why do you have to show a couple being immoral? It has nothing to do with the story. There's a thing behind there. There's a reason. Popular movies and series have incorporated them as well, right? Not necessarily you should watch these, but like Star Wars, Disney, Marvel, all of them incorporating. You know the funny thing is? They're losing money all the time. And I'll tell you why right now in a minute. Oh, this is a good one. Advertisers sell their products by proclaiming their allegiance to all the woke philosophy as opposed to telling us what their product can do. Look, I'm not going to buy Under Armour deodorant because you show two guys getting married. Like, you know what? Those two guys just got married. I want that deodorant. By the way, was it Jaguar? How many of you heard about that? Jaguar just put out a long commercial, didn't even show a car. Showed a bunch of guys in dresses. Was it just guys in dresses? Different nationalities, different looks, walking around looking like guys in dresses. And didn't even show their product. And their stock is already dropping. I want to look good in a dress. Let me go get a Jaguar. Right? Just tell me what your car can do. Well, no, if it's a Jaguar, just tell me the price. I'm out already. That has nothing to do with the product. I'm so old, I used to buy cereal because I like the way it tastes. Yep. Not because they have a gay bird on the front. But here's the deal you need to understand. Are you ready? Here it is. Every time entertainment brands include stuff like that, they know their production is going to bomb. Bud Light. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
I quit drinking it.
Yeah.
I did. Way before that, okay? Like, I'm talking 2 years ago, I stopped. In fact, I had stopped when I was a teenager. Then I got married and things went south. But anyhow, they know their production is going to bomb and they will lose money, and yet they continue to do it over and over. How many of you know that's the truth?
Yep.
Disney's got another movie coming out, Snow White. Just a bunch of garbage, and it's going to tank. They already know they're going to lose money, and they keep doing this. Let me tell you why they do it, and this ought to wake us up. Because, like education, they're playing the long game. In other words, they know you're going to kick and fuss, but they'll keep doing it because they're going to get your children. And in 10 years from now, that'll be normal, and your children will be brought up on that stuff, and they'll look at you like you're some type of goofball. Parents, you can't just throw a device at your child. You can't. You better know what they're looking at, because they're all going bad. They're all going bad. They are. And the reason the children are getting messed up, because as parents, we're ignorant. And we're letting our kids see this, and you know, well, you know, after all, it's just I don't know who they are. has Bluey went gay yet? Okay, not yet. He's from Australia. Maybe there's a chance. I don't know. Peppa the Pig? Yeah. Come on. What's the other one? You learned the ABCs. Cocoa Melon. Come on. Come on. It taught my grandkids how to count. A, B, C. Now it's like Q is for queer. I don't know what it is. But because they don't think parents are smart enough to see that and say, I don't want that for my child. Right? So that's where we have to be very careful. And I had a lot to say, and I got derailed because of this book right here. But the point is this. We think of error, you know, we think of error only in certain areas, but it's everywhere we have to be. That's why it's vitally important that we just know the Word of God. Then when you hear something nuts, it's like, wait a minute, no. That doesn't line up with Scripture, I'm out. If not, we're going to let it seep in. And the sad thing is, it's what it's going to do to our, the next generation coming up, and that's what we're really trying to protect. Let's stand together. I won't bring any other books next week, so we finish, okay? I hope you understand what I'm trying to say, but in the times in which we live, we better put a security wall up, you know? We put firewall up on our computers to keep viruses out, and yet when it comes to our minds, we just open the floodgates. We got to be very careful, and that's it, especially for our children. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for loving us. I hope, Lord, we understood a little bit tonight that we live in a world that there's just a lot of dangers, but Lord, we can overcome that. And Lord, we can avoid it. And we can get through this through your truth and through a little bit of vigilance on our part. There's so much good out there, Lord. We don't need to settle for the bad. Bless us now as we go our way until we meet together again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.